The Bird Show.
Are we doing Entertainment Plus?
Yes, we are.
From Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's Entertainment Bus.
I was like, where's my cue? Where's my cue? All right, Jonathan Majors was sentenced to 1 year of counseling for his domestic assault case. If you haven't heard about this, I mean, this has probably been going on for like the last year. He and his ex-girlfriend were in the backseat of a car, and I guess there was a little physical altercation that happened. Grace Jabbery got knocked. Was it by Jonathan Majors? Was it by, her own nail? We don't know. But she had some injuries and ended up pressing charges for assault. So Jonathan was actually convicted, and we were all waiting to see if he was going to serve time for this, to see if there was going to be some pretty serious consequences. But he's only gotten a year of counseling for this and a permanent protective order, which is basically another word for restraining order. So I don't know if this is like a case of he's getting out of this kind of like with the Morgan Wallen thing where like you're a star. Mm-hmm. So maybe you're paying somebody off, or maybe they just decided to give him a break.
The only thing that I think is a positive about this is that they're giving him the counseling, which means there's a newer focus that from what I've seen on mental health, especially like with men or women who commit crimes like this. Like, I do think there should be a harsher punishment, but at the same time, it's very refreshing to see mental health be taken seriously and as a component and stuff like this.
Especially since 24 people came forward to claim he was toxic and abusive.
Yeah, so I don't know if this is a win in the sense that we're taking a different approach to rehabilitation, you know, instead of just being like, throw him in prison and, you know, call it a day. Maybe it's a better thing for it to be more of a reformative thing.
I still don't know all of the full details on all that he did, but if the punishment wasn't enough, I feel like the way that it hurt his star power and the way that he was on an incline to where he was going with his career to where he is now, he's paying for it in more ways than one.
Yeah, so maybe it is just punishment enough, because I know he was dropped by that big franchise that he was a part of where he was like the big supervillain. I mean, he was, like you said, on his way to be a massive star.
Mm-hmm. So Rolling Stone magazine did an in-depth article about Jonathan Majors, and this is just a portion of the article, but it says, during this three-month investigation, Rolling Stone spoke with more than 40 people who have known Majors during his time in graduate school, his Hollywood career, and his romantic relationships. Many describe him as being complicated, unpredictable, and a sometimes violent man who can switch from charming to cold in a flash.
Oof. That's a lot of people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I do hope that this is a turning point for him, because it would be great to see it not just be a dead end for him to be able to actually change his ways. I know he's got Megan Good by his side, and she has been sticking up for him throughout entire process, which is a pretty bold move considering it was a domestic assault case for an ex-girlfriend. But you know what? I hope the best for him. I hope that this is a change for him and a big wake-up call for his previous behavior. On a much lighter note, Tori Spelling was on Andy Cohen's show, and she was talking about her last conversation she had with Andy Cohen. She was on her podcast, Miss Spelling, and she was talking about how she had to take an extreme measure to prevent something from going wrong while she was stuck in traffic. I don't know if you've ever been in one of these situations where all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you got to go and you got to find a situation. You got to find a bathroom. You got to find the side of a road. You got to find a cup somewhere. And she said that she had to use her kid's diaper to prevent her from wetting herself.
I had to pee really bad. I was stuck on the 101, which is like our craziest freeway here. And I was like, I'm not going to make it home. So I literally reached back in my Tori Poppins bag and I'm like, something, please God, something. And I went through and I'm like, aha, a diaper. And I literally put like on a diaper and in my pants in Bo's diaper.
That's quick thinking.
It is. I mean, you got to give her points for ingenuity.
I told Kristen before, I was on vacation and I had to go so bad, but I was in the water. I just pooped in the water. This is the worst thing I've ever done in my life. Your poop chases you.
What?
It rolls right up your back, and then when you try to swim away from it, it's like, come on over here. I swear, it was one of the worst experiences of my life.
You could not waterboard that information out of me. Dear God.
We were on vacation. It was me and my ex-wife at the time, and we were on like this small, itty-bitty little island where they drop you off for the day, and then they come back and get you later, and you can do whatever you want on there. And I was in the ocean, and we had been on vacation, and the food hit me when the food hit me. So I'm like, I'm in the ocean. I'm by myself. And so I just went bloop, 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 right up my back and on my shoulder.
Oh, my God. Playing tag with your poop in the water.
Yeah, dude, I was swimming away from it like it was a great white. And it wouldn't let up.
When that washes to shore, because you know inevitably it will.
I would go like, oh, that is, who would do that?
Every day I find new reasons to not be a beach person. This is one of them.
Oh, wow, that is a visual.
Would you rather be next to my poop or like an orca poop? Poop is poop.
I'm going orca.
Yeah, so am I.
Yeah. All day.
Yeah, I think that's more natural.
I don't know why I feel compelled, but Tommy, save that, please.
I've seen your protein shakes. I'm going orca.
All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.